Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Thursday, February 6th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Mac Stadium. Apple has restarted the developer beta testing process with a new round of releases, including iOS, iPadOS, and tvOS 13.4, as well as macOS Catalina 10.15.4 and watchOS 6.2. As it turns out, there are quite a few new changes and features in these updates. One of the biggest changes in these updates is that developers can now sell macOS and iOS versions of their apps as a single purchase. This means that a developer can list an iPad app in the App Store and a Mac version in the Mac App Store. When a customer buys either version, it automatically unlocks the app for all platforms. Previously, developers could only offer separate independent purchases, which made it tricky to balance things like Mac Catalyst, which brings iPad apps to the Mac. This feature takes things a step farther and works not only for Catalyst-developed apps, but also for any Mac app that's sold on the Mac App Store. The updates also bring support for iCloud Drive folder sharing. This feature was initially slated to be included in iOS 13 last fall, but Apple delayed it until spring of 2020. iCloud Drive folder sharing allows a user to create a folder and share it once with other people, and have everyone be able to see the contents of that folder as they change. In many ways, this is a Dropbox-like feature. Create a folder, share it with someone, and use that folder to keep all of your files for that specific person. Other changes and enhancements include tweaks to the location access prompts, 9 new Memoji sticker types, hardware modifier key support on iPadOS, and new Shazam integration in Shortcuts. The Mail app has also been updated to revert the toolbar design introduced in iOS 13. In iOS 13.4, there is a new toolbar that consists of 4 buttons: Send to Trash, Move Message, Flag, and a Catch-All Reply button. This is a big update compared to the toolbar offered in the Mail app in iOS 13, since Apple randomly decided to remove 2 of those buttons and only offer a Reply and Trash button from the main screen. Meanwhile, macOS 10.15.4 includes support for screen time communication limits, as well as a new head pointer accessibility feature. WatchOS 6.2 includes support for in-app purchases. This means that developers can offer in-app purchases directly in watchOS apps, so users can purchase premium content, digital goods, subscriptions, and more directly from their Apple Watch. As of right now, only the first developer betas of these updates are available. We expect public betas to become available soon, followed by a general public release after beta testing has been completed over the next several weeks. We are sponsored this week by Mac Stadium, provider of Apple Mac infrastructure as a service. As anyone creating apps for Mac or iOS knows, Apple requires you to build with macOS on authentic Mac hardware. Unfortunately, this leaves many dev teams working with their own hardware in-house, Mac Pros in a closet or a stack of Mac Minis under a desk. Mac Stadium has solved this problem by making Mac private clouds available in enterprise-grade data centers around the world. They're like AWS, Azure, or GCP, but for Mac hardware. Mac Stadium also recently debuted Orca, a new virtualization layer that lets developers integrate with standard tools like Docker to create and manage Mac clouds. And for 9to5 Mac daily listeners, Mac Stadium is offering 50% off the first 2 months of a Mac Mini subscription with code 9to5Mac at the link in the show notes below. My thanks to Mac Stadium for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily. Under the hood in iOS 13.4, 9to5 Mac has found evidence of a new feature that will make it possible to use the iPhone as a car key. iOS 13.4 contains references to a car key API, which will make it possible to use the iPhone and the Apple Watch to unlock, lock, and start a car. Essentially, users will be able to use car key in NFC-compatible cars and will only need to hold the device near the vehicle to use it as a key. There won't be any need to authenticate with Face ID, similar to what happens with Express Transit cards. This also means that the feature will work even if your iPhone or Apple Watch has run out of battery, so there's no need to worry about getting locked out of your car if your iPhone dies. The pairing process will be done both in the wallet app and in third-party car manufacturers' applications. During setup, users will simply place their iPhone on top of the NFC reader in their car, and the wallet app will prompt to set up car key. Another interesting tidbit is that car key can be shared with other people, such as family members. Drivers will be able to invite other people through the wallet app to have access to the car key on their own iPhone or Apple Watch. It seems that Apple is already working with some car manufacturers to implement car key, but the actual feature isn't available to the public just yet. It's possible that the feature will launch when iOS 13.4 is released to the public, or it could be destined for a later version of iOS once Apple has worked more closely with car makers. Rounding out today, Apple News has started accepting questions for the upcoming Democratic debate in New Hampshire this week. As previously announced, Apple News is teaming up with ABC and local affiliates for the debate, and part of that agreement includes deep integration with Apple News. From the Apple News app on your iPhone, iPad, or Mac, you can submit a question that you'd like to ask the candidates. The submission is done via email, with emails being sent to the ABC News political unit, and anything you send could be asked by one of the moderators at Friday's debate. The debate will be held on Friday, February 7th at St. Anselm College in Manchester, New Hampshire. As part of its partnership with ABC News, Apple will offer a live stream of the debate directly in the News app on iPhone, iPad, and Mac, and via the TV app on Apple TV. The partnership between Apple News and ABC News will extend through Super Tuesday, the Republican and Democratic National Conventions, general election debates, election night, and the 2021 presidential inauguration. To help collate all of this coverage, Apple News earlier this week launched a central hub for 2020 presidential election coverage, featuring content curated from dozens of trusted news sources, as well as detailed guides to each candidate. You can find all of these details in the Apple News app on your iPhone, iPad, or Mac. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.